Hi, this is Max Whitehouse and my dad, Chris Whitehouse. Help me win the coveted Silver Tongue Award by donating to our great radio station. This song is for you, Mark Christie. Let's rock!
We are back.
Yeah. So the reason we played this song is because Dada and I were listening to Ed in the morning on the way to the bus stop. Ed was playing Led Zeppelin, and I said to Max that that my dad said to me that Ed was really rocking and out this morning. And after the song finished, Ed got on and said, "That's a great way to start the show." And
so, Ed, thank you for that.
My pleasure.
We were sitting at the bus stop at 7 o'clock in the morning, and we heard some Led Zeppelin, and you got on and said, "That's a great way to start the day." And I was like, "This is going to be a great way to start the show."
Yeah,
we're going to do a little bit of rock, a little bit of folk, and everything in between.
Oh yeah, and you did start it off the absolute right way. You can't go wrong. Good choice, guys. Really good choice.
Yeah,
and there's a little fact about that song that we have.
Dedicated to Mark Christie, the first song he had ever heard at the concert.
Live in concert. Apparently, that was the first song you ever heard live in concert.
Wow. That's amazing.
It's a little factoid for the city. All right. So we're going to jump. Well, first, I want to go into our theme today is peace, love, and rock and roll, which is what we did last year.
And I have something to say today.
Okay, you go ahead.
What do you want to say?
I wanted to say that today you got to really think about, like, that you got to just look around, and if you're listening on, and you should just be really happy that you can listen on, because, you know, there are a lot of people in Ukraine that can't really do that ever until the war stops.
Beautiful thought, Max.
Thank
Beautiful
you,
thought. Thank you so much.
Right.
Thank you.
And and it was...
I'm going to say a few more things, Max. We want to thank...
and Vinyl and everything you do for the city.
Oh, we're going back to Mark and thank you and thanking him.
Yeah.
All right.
The next song is... Well,
let's do a little bit of thank yous. Thank you to everyone who's donated so far to help this great radio station.
Thank you for everybody donating so far, and this has been a great start.
That's
so
right.
Let's make a great end to it.
We got an hour to go.
Yeah.
So Max has been influenced by so many people in this town, and we want to thank everyone. We appreciate all of you. We love you. And thank you very much. And we're especially grateful to who? Tommy J.
Yes.
He's
the one that got us started into this stuff.
Very
and,
cool.
You know, stuff like that.
Very cool.
We would record some sound bites, and he would play them on his show. What's the show called, Max?
Laguna Tropical Surf.
Hey. When's it on?
Sundays at 5 to 7 p.m.
Yeah, so tune in and see what's going on for the world of surf.
Yeah, you can just, like, you know, go on and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's the one and only Tommy J. There's just one in the whole world, and he is amazing. He's unique. He's talented, and one of the nicest people I know.
All right, let's go to our next song. And this is Max's new favorite song. And Max, who are you going to dedicate this to?
I'm going to dedicate this to my parents and my teachers from Aaron Elise from and El Moro Parents.
This is one of those songs that came out and I think changed the way people look at other people and the way that people react. We'll talk a little bit more after it. So let's roll into that one.
Let's do it.
When we'll to be.
And you and me are free to be.
And you and me are free to be.
All right, that was the New Seekers with Free to Be You and Me. That yes. song came out 50 years ago in November.
And I just wanted to tell you that the moral of the story is you and me, free to be you and me, aim to teach kids that boys and girls aren't different at all. That every child, no matter what gender, can wear whatever, like whatever, behave however it wants. Free to be every child can be just to be.
Can just be. Thank you, Max.
Thank you. Beautifully said. Beautifully stated.
All right.
Yeah, this headphone.
So we're going to go to the next song, and we're going to dedicate this song. Okay.
Oh, you know what? I'll go ahead and I'll get you that other. I'll get you the other one. You can put it on, and that one will work on both sides.
Them. Okay. Oh, is that Sue?
That is Sue. All right, we're gonna dedicate this song, Max, to who?
We're dedicating. This is this land is your land. This land is my land. Roly Poly Guacamole, dedicated to Tony Iceman. Thank you for 24 years. On city council and keeping Laguna safe, safe developers in the canyon many, many years ago. We are grateful for what we are able to accomplish to keep Laguna surrounded by greenbelt.
Thank you, Tony. All right.
What do you got for me in response?
This land is your land, this land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me. This land is your land, this land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me.
As I was walking that ribbon of highway, I saw above me that endless skyway.
I saw below me that golden valley. This land is made for you and me. This land is your land, this land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream water, this land was made for you and me.
I roamed and rambled, I followed my footsteps to the sparkling sands of her diamond deserts.
When all around me a voice was sounding, this land was made for you and me. This land is your land, this land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me.
As the sun was shining and I was strolling, and the wheat fields waving and the dust clouds rolling,
as the fog was lifting a voice was chanting, this land was made for you and me. This land is your land, this land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me. This land is your land, this land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and this land was made for you and this land was made for you and me.
Hey, we're back. That was This Land Is Your Land by who, Max?
That was from Roly Poly Guacamole, and there is a little bit more to the song, but I don't know why it kept coming. And Woody right. Guthrie in 1940.
He wrote that song in 1940. Wow. Right, so let's take a call.
Yeah, perfect. Hi, who's on the phone here?
This is Mark. This is Uncle Mark, Max's uncle, calling in from Scottsdale, Arizona.
Hey, Mark.
Oh, hi.
Hey, Max. You're doing a good job tonight. Sounds like it's running smooth, and you're surprised they haven't hired you full-time there by now. You're, like, famous.
Oh, he's going to be here soon.
Yeah, we got some friends over in New Zealand and Europe and Asia.
We were told Max's world famous.
And Antarctica and Africa and South America.
Wow, that's fantastic. Well, you keep up the good work there and raising money for the radio station.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mark.
So if anybody's
Yeah, I was going to say, Mark's in a band out in Arizona in Scottsdale. It's called Whiskey Lizard, and they're going to be playing February 10th at Janie's in Cave Creek. So if you guys are out, anybody's going out to Cave Creek in the next month, go check out Whiskey Lizard.
Right. Okay. It appears that Max has some friends, man. He has some friends in the neighborhood. You want to take another call?
Thanks, Mark.
Sure. Okay. Have a good night. Take care.
Bye. Love you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Ready for another call, Max? Here you go.
Yes, there's just one more.
Hi, who's on the line here?
Hi, this is Alex Renagi.
Oh, hi, Alex.
Is this Max?
Yes. And
I got the right number?
Yes.
Oh, is Sue there as well?
She's sitting in studio.
Yeah. By the way, welcome, Sue.
She's in the studio. Well, I just wanted to call and say I love the first song. I like the song about how boys and girls are equal. I really like your message there, Max. I like your tribute to Tony Eisman for protecting the green belt. So I just wanted to call in and say hi. And, and do you remember how we met, Max?
Yeah.
What was it?
It was like... I think there was a meeting, and maybe I think I wasn't really in a mood for it, and, like, you know, it just ended up, like, we going it to it, and, you know, it was just, it just went fine out in the end, but I just, I don't really want to talk about it.
Do you have any questions for Alex? Do you want to ask him anything?
No.
Okay.
Well, you're the only one. I'll tell you that.
Well, anyway, I just wanted to call and say I'll keep listening to the rest of it. So I'm looking forward to the other songs Max has. But I just wanted to say, call and then I'll donate as well. So thank you, Max, for doing this.
What?
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Okay. Have fun.
Thanks, Alex.
Thank you for donating to the radio station.
See you guys later.
Of course. Bye.
Okay. Bye, Max.
Bye.
All right.
So,
Max, you want to introduce who's here in the studio?
We got Sue Kemp. She was the mayor, and now she's like the second mayor.
That's right. Yeah. I'm the backup mayor.
Yeah. Mayor. And by the way, back to the songs.
Well, we're going to talk to Sue for a few minutes. Do you have anything you want to say to Sue?
Hi.
Hey, Max. Maybe you might be a radio guy someday. You're good at it.
I already am.
Well, you're a radio guy once or twice a year when you come into the I call it the takedown.
The takedown.
I think it's called the takeover, but there's just really one problem. It wasn't once or twice a year. I got it one time. Last year, and we got this one this year.
We were here in June, right, for the last takeover.
No, yeah. I think it was after that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like your music. What's your favorite song on this list?
Roll Baby Roll!
Roll Baby Roll? Can you speak a little slower so people understand what you're saying? What was that one?
It will be our fifth song.
Which is? Why don't we play that when Sue takes off? How's that?
Yeah.
You want to say anything else to Sue?
And
like, thank you for coming in, and thank you for
coming in, and just we're happy that you're here.
I knew your mom before she had you.
I know, right?
Yeah, you got a good mom and you got a good dad. You're a lucky guy, man.
Is that bad?
Thank you, Sue.
All right, good luck, Max.
Okay.
Tell everybody they need to donate when they call in, okay?
That's right. Everybody, how do we donate? Let's see. What does it say over here, Max?
Stop.
So donate over the phone.
Donate over the phone and donate over the phone call.
Call 949-715-4859. We'll get to these, Max. He's impatient to play some more music.
Yeah, let's do it, buddy.
All right.
Okay, see you, okay. Max.
Wait.
Thank you, Sue, for
coming
in. And
there's one more thing that we got to just... So back to this land is your land and...
We don't have to do all of them.
Yeah. Just Woody Guthrie in 1940, in a response to the God Bless America, he was tired of hearing Kate Smith saying God Bless America on the radio in the 1930s. He sarcastically called the song God Blessed America for me, for me renaming This Land Is Your Land.
Thank you. All right, let's go on to the next song. So there's a book chain and a bunch of TV series called Pete the Cat.
Right.
And Max has been reading those books and watching those videos for a really long time. The cool thing is, who are the artists that play? Do you remember who they are?
No.
Are you sure?
I forget.
This guy right here.
Elvis Costello, which is kind of weird. Hello? Elvis? You know, the Elvis that died like in the 1915s.
That's the other Elvis. But Elvis Costello and Diana Krall do the voices and the music for this set. So if you're ever watching the video, the kid's entertained and you're entertained because there's great music with
Ryan.
Right?
And
so how about we do one of those songs, Max?
Hit it.
You want to do Going to the Beach? Let's do Going to the Beach first.
No.
Going to the Beach.
Since we're at the beach. Well, the car's loaded up with all our stuff, and we got our seatbelts on. We're going to the beach. Yeah, we're going to the beach. Yeah, we're going to the beach. We're going to the beach. Well, don't come knocking on our front door, cause we're already gone. We got packed up a couple hours ago and we rolled out of dawn. With waves and sand and surf and a song, everybody's coming along. We got boards on top, sunscreen on, and we're singing a happy song. Yeah, we're going to the beach. Yeah, we're going to the beach. We're going to the beach. Yeah, we're going to the beach. We got beach chairs, sandals, towels and shades, paddles and balls and buckets and spades. We're rambling on, so everybody sing along about going to the beach. Yeah, we're going to the beach. We're going to the beach. Yeah, we're going to the beach. Everybody, we're going to the beach. Yeah, we're going to the beach. We're going to the beach. We're going to the beach.
Okay, so...
So who was that?
That was Elvis Costello and Diana Krall.
Elvis Costello.
And we got to do... Next is Roll Baby Roll. The song is about keeping a relaxed, upbeat mindset when faced the life's problems, and you just shouldn't worry about it if it's, like, not able to fix. Just cool down and just... If you can fix it later, just... Why don't you just count to three and just start over?
Do you guys want to take a phone call?
Just roll with it.
Sure.
Yeah, let's take a phone call.
Then we'll take the song back.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Uncle Mike.
Uncle Mike.
Hi.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
How you doing, guys?
All right.
Good.
I wanted to congratulate you on doing such a great job, Max. Mm-hmm. Especially for the reason you're doing it is for our radio station. Isn't that great?
That's awesome.
Okay.
You and your dad are doing a great job.
Thanks, Mike.
Aunt Sandra and I are proud of you.
All right.
Thank you so much.
And we want to...
Sure.
And we'll see you in a little bit for dinner downstairs.
Yeah, we'll see you in a little bit at the wine gallery.
Yeah. You going to have some meatballs down there?
Absolutely. Salad? Really why meatballs? Would I want meatballs on the salad?
Hey, buddy, what do we want to say to Aunt Sandra? Aunt Sam?
Happy birthday, Soma!
Yeah.
That's right.
Aunt Sandra's birthday.
We're looking forward to celebrating with her.
Well, I wanted to call in and congratulate you guys on doing such a great job. And you just keep it going. And like our friend Mark said, and like you said at the top, peace, love, and rock and roll.
Peace, love, and rock and roll.
All
right, Mike. Thank you very much.
All right, you guys, take care. Looking forward to hearing the rest of the show.
All right, thanks.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, let's get Roll Baby Roll out of the way since that had such a great message, and then we'll talk some more.
Yeah, it's like the best message. So we're back on the show, and we got another caller. Okay, who is this?
All right.
Hi, Max.
Oh, hi.
Hi, this is Opa and Oma calling.
Hi.
From Huntington Beach.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dad, for coming in. Thanks, Mom.
Yeah. Yeah, we're here listening and having a good time, and I love that first song. Been a long time. Lonely time.
Been a long time. Still rock and roll, Max.
Yeah. So,
what do you want to say to Opa?
Well, we wanted to say a few things and congratulate you on your second year to be supporting the Laguna, your favorite radio station, KXFM 104.7. And we can't believe, but you're only 7 years old, but you've been on the radio 2 years in a row. And you were on with Uncle Tommy J and all the times since you've been 3 years old. That's wonderful.
I don't think I've been on the radio since I was 3 years old. You were
recording things when you were pretty young, and he was playing them on the show.
No, I was one. Dad, okay. I was one.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
1 year old?
Dad, I was 1 year old.
All right.
Okay, but what we want to say to you is we're very proud of your involvement, and if it wasn't for you and all the other people that have been calling in all this week, things would be a little bit tougher for the radio station, and so we're very proud of you. Your Uncle Mark called from Arizona. We're calling here from Huntington Beach, and we encourage all of your listeners to just give a little contribution and support the radio station that's really special in your town of Laguna. So keep up the good work and stay close to your sports, your music, and your school studies. We love you, Max, and we love you, Chris.
I love you,
the
too.
The whole family loves you.
And ich liebe, my other...
Ich liebe dich.
Ich liebe dich, and my other grandparents love you, too, and even though my mom's up in L.A., I hope she calls on soon.
Yeah, well, she probably will. But thank you, Dad. So. Thank you for those kind words. We really appreciate it.
Okay. All right. We're enjoying your show.
Okay, thank you. We're back on. Bye.
Rock on.
Rock on.
Let's go.
All right. So I do want to say a couple of thank yous. One is to all the local businesses around town. I went around and put up flyers, and everybody was so friendly when I said, we got a 7-year-old that's going to go on the radio. They said, absolutely. They all helped out, which was really nice. I went into one establishment, and I talked to the bartender. I said, can I put up a flyer? And three guys at the bar gave me cash money and said, here, I want to donate. I want to donate to the cause.
There was actually another person that donated.
And I would, so, Max, I want to thank Carlos, Zach, and Tom. So those three guys donate a bunch of money just for me talking to the bartender saying, hey, Max is going to be on the radio.
Yeah, I don't really believe that it's only three. I think four.
I do have an idea for donations. Everybody out there that's doing Dry January, you're saving a lot of money by not buying wine and beer and everything else.
There you go, right.
So if you're doing Dry January, take some of that money that you would spend on a really good bottle of wine and donate it to the radio station. Right?
Excellent. Excellent idea. What a great idea. Chris
and
is the idea man.
When you're done,
clearly.
You could maybe win the coveted Silver Tongue Award, and then you could buy more wine, and then you could
That's right. Okay, so the next song we're going to play is a song we played last year, and it's such a great song.
What's it called?
That we want to play it again.
The Edge of Madness by Michelle Mangione. On right. drums is so Michelle Mangione. Guitar and harmonica, Angela Reggio on keyboard, and Steve Sost on the bass. Go to michellemangione.com for show info.
All right. And she put this song together when there was a big oil spill in the Gulf back in 2010. And she got together with Grace Slick and a whole bunch of other artists.
In 2005.
So I'll just let this song go because it speaks for itself. It's just a great, great song.
Who will hear our story? Who will see this hell? Who will bring us justice? Tell me who will. City. Urban street keeps calling him back to a Cajun girl so pretty. Old men sit outside the bars, tell stories they can't forget. Songs fly up to the evening stars on distant clouds. Now he sees the sorrow and the anger of the crowd. She said, rise up.
So that was The Edge of Madness, Michelle Mangione.
And we have another caller on.
Oh, let's take that call.
I don't know who it is.
Let's see.
Let's see who it is. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Brendan Manning with the Laguna Beach Fire Department.
Oh, hi.
Hey, Max.
One of these...
Glad you could call in.
Yeah, I think we had a paper here that I was looking at, and it said, is Brendan Manning calling in?
Yeah, we weren't sure. So thank you very much, Brendan. Brendan is the emergency operations coordinator with the city, and he takes care of everything that's emergency related, right?
Yes.
That's what I tried to do.
You do a fine job, Brendan. Thank you very much for the work you do, man.
Thank you so much. And I think it's because my dad and my mom have been part of CERT family for many years, and I encourage everyone to get involved with this great program. For those not familiar with CERT, it stands up for Community Emergency Response Team.
All right.
That's right. No, thanks, Max. The CERT program it's a great opportunity for people to learn what to do in case of an emergency and how to help themselves and how to help their neighbors out in case something happens.
That's right. And we have another class coming up this spring, we hope, and then another one in the fall. And to get information about that, Max, where do we go? Right here.
You can go to LagunaBeachCity.net/CERT for more info.
That's right.
And contact Brendan about an upcoming class. Keep an eye.
All right. So
that's right. Thanks, guys. And thanks what you're doing. Great fundraising effort, Max.
Thank you.
Cool.
So you guys keep your eye out. We're going to put a banner up across Forest Avenue, and that'll have the information if you need it and you want to think about what's going on. You can look it up on the city website and just see what we do for the city and for yourselves, basically, keeping everybody safe, right?
That's right. That's right, and you are right, Chris and Max. We are going to be having a class this spring, so certainly keep your eye out for our banner on Forest Ave, and keep an eye on the website, too.
All right.
Great. Max, thanks, guys.
All right, Max, do you want to say hi to anyone?
Thank you for calling in, Brendan.
Of course, you're welcome.
Say hi to Eliana.
Bye, guys.
Say hi to Liliana for me.
Oh, I will, of course.
Thanks, Brendan. Hey,
thank you. You guys got another call. Let's take another call here, if you don't mind. Hi, who's this?
Hi, it's Mama.
Yay! And
hello, Max.
Mama and Grandma. I've been waiting for you.
You guys sound awesome.
Thank you very much.
Great song. So, you're doing a great job. So proud of you.
Mama.
Sorry that we can't be there to carry on, but Grandma and I are heading up to the Disney Concert Hall to hear some music, but we're not going to hear anything as good as what you guys are playing.
Thanks, babe. Thank you for all your support with this, putting up with all my crazy antics. Every time we go to a place and I say, would you meet people sitting next to us at a table? And I say, hey, Max is going to be on the radio. And Susan gives me the look like, all right, come on, let him eat.
we're not going to stay up here tonight, honey. I'll be home, but then I'll give you a big hug and kiss and give you a high five. And both Grandma and I did donate earlier before we left.
How
I gave,
much?
Gave
Thank you.
Money.
How much?
So I will tell you that later. But it's more than a dry January nice bottle of wine. That's what it's like.
So that's more than $82.
All right, you guys.
All right.
Well,
thank you so much.
You guys have fun, and we'll see you soon. Love you. Very proud of you, Max. Very proud of you, Max. Love
bye,
you, and
Mama.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Bye,
sounds bye-bye. Good. Thank you, Betty.
Miss you, Mama and Grandma.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, exactly. We got through the first half of the show, Max.
It's only 30 minutes left.
No, it's only 20 minutes. Yeah. We're almost done. How about if we change over to a little surf music?
I don't know about that.
What's the name of this song?
Jamaican Me Crazy.
Say it slowly. Jamaican Me Crazy by the
Torquays.
Torquays.
Just a little bit of information. Two little bits of information. It's dedicated to my second grade teacher. That's the grade I'm in right now, Miss Cam Stevens, Tommy J, Tommy J's love of everything surf,
right? He just...
Laguna Tropical Surf on Sundays from 5 to 7 p.m. Thank you, Steve, for an awesome song. And the other little bit that Steve used to be part of the Torquays, and I think so?
Yeah, he was the guitarist for the Torquays, the surf band.
He had a song that... It's called Somewhere in California.
That was the name of the album, Somewhere in California. Very good.
Oh, yeah. Maybe it was in Sacramento.
It was somewhere. Maybe it was.
Who knows where in California.
So this is the Torquays, Jamaican Me Crazy.
Maybe it was...
All right, we have another caller. Who's on the line?
This is Matt Lawson.
Hey, Matt, thanks for calling in.
Hi. Thank you so much for your donation, and thank you for helping. Thank you so much for helping our...
Helping with CERT and the city and disaster preparedness.
And helping us from developers and our city, and it's just really happy... So you can, you know, it's just...
Well, Max, we understand you're planning to become either a police officer or a firefighter, and I think those are both very noble professions, and your parents do a great...
Or the mayor.
Oh, the mayor. That would be good, too. That would be good, too.
Governor, president of CEO disbursement.
There we go.
Well, listen, I work for a guy who's been there, done that in both cases. So that's a good aspiration.
Maybe I
as well.
Be the secretary of the governor or president.
There's a lot of options, and that was that second song we played. You can be whatever you want to be in life. It doesn't matter.
And by the way, Max, your parents, by the way, deserve a shout out as well. Your parents do a great deal for this community. They've been very active in the CERT program and do a lot to help keep us safer. So that's really, really, really important. And thanks to your fine efforts and future efforts, no doubt, we're happy to pledge $100 to the radio station. So you can keep on rolling, man.
Thank you very much, Matt. That's very nice.
Thank you, Matt.
Thank you for those kind words.
Thank you so much.
They're well earned. They're well earned.
Yes, you
and Krista.
We shall use them well.
Great.
Really, Max is working at the radio station now.
said like someone who is obviously aspiring to higher office.
<That's> Yes.
All right. Thanks,
he
Matt.
He may have a talent for this. Who knew?
That's right.
All right. Well, listen, Max, you keep on going. Get some more money. Get it in the door.
All right. Thank you. Have a good
thank
one,
you.
Matt.
Thank you, Matt.
Okay. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye. What's your next song, Dad?
The next song I picked out because I'm originally from New Jersey, and I wanted to play a little bit of Springsteen.
Growing
I have to play Springsteen.
Up.
We're going to play the song Growing Up because you know what, Max? You are growing up so fast.
Not as fast as a plant goat. Grows.
Well, you're growing pretty darn fast.
Not as fast as
And I want to dedicate this song to Max because he's growing up so fast and becoming a young man who's responsible in the community, being here to help raise money for the community.
You never told me that.
Well, you know, I got to keep something secret.
No, you should never keep anything secret. That's... unless it's like, you know, stuff like
that. All right. So, Max, you want to introduce the song? What is it?
Growing Up by Bruce Springsteen.
Bruce?
I am growing up so fast.
No, this is my notes. But this goes to all my Jersey boys back east. Everybody from Pensacon, where I grew up. Love you guys and hope you donate. Love you.
Well, I stood stone like at midnight, suspended in my masquerade, and I combed my hair till it was just right and command of the night brigade. I was open to pain and crushed by the rain, and I walked on a crooked crutch. I strode all along to a fallout zone, came out with my soul untouched. I hid in the cloud and wrath of the crowd. When they said sit down, I stood up. Piracy flew from my mast. My sails were set wing to wing. I had a jukebox graduate for first mate. She couldn't sail, but she sure could sing. And I pushed B-52 and bombed them with the blues. With my gear set stubborn on standing, I broke all the rules, straight my old high school. Never once gave thought to landing. Took month-long vacations in the stratosphere, and you know it's really hard to hold your breath. Swear I lost everything I ever loved or feared. I was a cosmic kid in full costume dress. But my feet, they finally took root in the air. But I got me a nice little place in the stars, and I swear I found the key to the universe.
All right.
We're up.
That was a little Bruce Springsteen growing up.
Three more songs, and the next one is going to be my, like, one of my favorite songs. It's called Down on the Corner. It's just about, like, you know, actually, I don't really know what it's about.
What are those guys doing on the corner? Are they standing around playing cards?
No.
No, they're doing what?
Work.
Playing music. Right? Who sings it?
It's Creedence Clearwater Revival, also known as CCR.
Also known as CCR. All right, let's rock it.
So we got a lot of thank yous to everybody, and soon we're going to cut out, so we got to, you know, make the best of it.
That's right. We're going to wrap it up pretty soon, but I want to thank everybody who called in.
I want to thank
Ed for having us today, being our host.
It was my pleasure. It was always fun having you guys in. I can't wait until next time.
Yeah. Well, if we do get called on the next time.
You'll be invited back, I'm sure. You'll be invited back.
I have a feeling we'll be called back.
I got that feeling. I got a feeling. Right.
I have a question.
So you have a question. Go right ahead.
Peter Blake going to come back because he won first place?
He won. He is the defending champion for TakeOver. He did not compete this time, but he has donated to the radio station. So, yeah.
He's, all right. Thank you, Peter. Yeah. But we want to thank everybody that helped us, right? We have so many people, our neighbors, our friends, our family, and moms
even,
and
like,
dads.
Far away people, like.
That's right.
You know, some people in Spain. Like, there's the kind of
people all over the world are going to listen to Max today.
I have a friend that I liked playing with a lot.
What's his name?
Diego. And
Diego.
He's
miss
now
you.
In Spain. And if he's listening on right now, like, I'd really be happy because I'd like just, you know.
You miss them. Yeah. You miss them. Friendship is good.
Yeah.
And everybody out there, you're our friends, right, Max? Thank you again. Once again, what was the theme of our show?
Mostly peace, but rock and roll too, and love.
Love.
Beautiful. Because peace is, you know, the Russian.
Peace
UK
is,
and our UKR war.
Peace is one of those things we all have to work on in the world, right, Max?
Yeah, just like a lot of people believe in war and think, geez.
Well, let's keep it upbeat. Let's finish this out with a song that Max wanted to pick. He picked because he loves dancing to this one in the house. Thank you, everyone. Love you.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you.
I got a feeling.
What's wrong with the world, mama? People living like they ain't got no mamas. I think the whole world's addicted to the drama. Only attracted to things that'll bring the trauma. Overseas, yeah, we trying to stop terrorism, but we still got terrorists here living in the USA, the big CIA, the Bloods and the Crips and the KKK. But if you only have love for your own race, then you only leave space to discriminate. And to discriminate only generates hate. And when you hate, then you're bound to get irate. Yeah, madness is what you demonstrate, and that's exactly how anger works and operates. Man, you gotta have love just to set it straight. Take control of your mind and meditate. Let your soul gravitate to the love, y'all, y'all.
People killing, people dying, children hurt and you hear them crying. Can you practice what you preach? And would you turn the other cheek? Father, 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 help us. Send some guidance from above. These people got me questioning.
Always new change, new days are strange. Is the world insane? If love and peace are so strong, why are the pieces of love that don't belong? Nations dropping bombs, chemical gases filling lungs of little ones with ongoing suffering as the youth are young. So ask yourself, is the loving really gone? So I could ask myself, really what is going wrong in this world that we living in? People keep on giving in, making wrong decisions, only visions of them dividends. Not respecting each other, denying thy brother. A war's going on, but the reason's undercover. The truth is kept secret, it's swept under the rug. If you never know truth, then you never know love. What's the love, y'all? Come on,
I don't know.
Where's the truth, y'all? Come on,
I don't know.
Where's the love, y'all?
People killing, people dying, children hurt and you hear them crying. Can you practice what you preach? And would you turn the other cheek? Father, 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 help us.
World on my shoulder. As I'm getting older, your people get colder. Most of us only care about money making. Selfishness got us following the wrong direction.